May the Lord help us to worship him in spirit and in truth. We will read hymn 136. Hymn 136. Dear refuge of my weary soul, on thee when sorrows rise, on thee when waves of trouble roll, my fainting hope relies. To thee I tell each rising grief, for thou alone canst heal. Thy word can bring a sweet relief for every pain I feel. But oh, when gloomy doubts prevail, I fear to call thee mine. The springs of comfort seem to fail, and all my hopes decline. Yet, gracious God, where shall I flee? Thou art my only trust, and still my soul would cleave to thee, though prostrate in the dust. Hast thou not to bid me seek thy face, and shall I seek in vain? And can the ear of sovereign grace be deaf when I complain? No, still the ear of sovereign grace attends the mourner's prayer. Oh, may I ever find access to breathe my sorrows there. Thy mercy seat is open still. Here let my soul retreat, with humble hope attend thy will, and wait beneath thy feet. We will read two portions from God's holy word. First from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33. And we commence to read at verse 26 to the end. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thine excellency. And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. And we turn to Psalm 46. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. May the Lord bless to us his word and teach us how to pray. O thou most holy and eternal Lord God, we do need thee now to solemnise our minds and our hearts as we seek to worship thee. We pray for the divine influence of thy Holy Spirit, that we may be like dear John of old and be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and that we may truly worship thee in spirit and in truth, that our hearts may be humbled and that we may be brought to thy dear feet in real heart confession of our many, many sins and godly repentance in our hearts. Lord, only thou canst grant us it. We would ever be as true penitent sinners at thy dear feet, begging and pleading for mercy. Oh, do help us to plead that precious blood that thou did shed, dear Lord, at Calvary, that blood that cleanseth from all sin. Help us, Lord, to plead thy precious name, that name the Father loves to hear his children plead, and all such pleadings he approves and blesses them indeed. Oh, do grant to us, Lord, thy divine help. Each hour, Lord, we need thee, as the hymn writer said, each hour. And oh, how we need thee to help us to pray at this time and help us to worship thee from our hearts, and do help us, Lord, to cast all our burdens upon thee, all our cares, all our concerns, and do help us to pray one for another in these dark and solemn times. May our eyes be ever up unto heaven, from whence cometh our help. May we, dear Lord, be ever pleading and wrestling with thee, giving thee no rest until thou dost bless us. We know we are unworthy, Lord, of the least of thy notice and of thy mercy. Lord, we pray that thou wilt speak to our souls this day, and that we may hear thy voice, that our hearts may be softened, and we be melted under thy goodness and favour toward us. And oh, we would commend to thee each of thy dear people. Thou knowest, Lord, the circumstances that we are in at this time, and the coronavirus that's rampant in this land and throughout the earth. Lord, thou hast caused it to come. And oh, may there be many brought to lay it to heart. For Lord, as the hymn writer said, death is now upon the road. And we need thee to give us that real religion that's more than notion. And we need the quickening of thy spirit. Oh, that thou wouldst make us to live, and to live to thee and to thy honour, to thy glory. We would especially pray for those that, especially among our own dear people, Lord, that have to care for those in affliction, in the hospitals, the doctors, and those that the nurses, Lord, and those that have to deal with them in all the many ways. We would commit them to thee. Thou wilt watch over them, protect them, keep them safe if it be thy holy will. And may they be graciously helped to look to thee for deliverance, Lord, from these evils that abound. And may there be many crying unto thee, committing their way to thee. And Lord, we pray thou would abundantly bless them in what they are doing, and help them each hour. And oh, may it please thee to remember our dear children, Lord, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and all the young and rising race. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt preserve the dear children and keep them, and help the dear parents in teaching them at home, and may they be able to look to thee in their early days and commit their way to thee, and to seek for that wisdom to do what they have to do in the schooling, Lord, and in the colleges, and those that have been away in university. Do watch over each one, Lord. Raise up, we pray, a seed to serve thee, and the generation to call thee, the Redeemer blessed. And may it please thee, dear Lord, to be with all thy dear afflicted people. And many have their afflictions and weaknesses, Lord, and we pray that thou wilt be with them and make their beds in these afflictions. And if it be thy holy will, do send that needed healing. And may they be led, and may we each, in by faith, into a little of thy sufferings and death, and have the sweet assurance thou did suffer, bleed and die for us. And Lord, do comfort all that are weeping and mourning, and do speak through the death of one and another, that many may yet fear thy holy name. And I do be with all those in middle age with the burdens they carry, the concerns, Lord, and those not able to work at this time, and others, Lord, that need thee continually. We pray that thou would undertake and supply every need for each one, Lord. Thou hast promised in thy word to supply the need of thy people. And, O Lord, we thank thee for those sweet promises thou hast given. Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, we pray for each one, Lord, and those that in their evening time of life, those that gather among us on thy day as a rule, Lord, and now in their homes, those in Bethesda and in other homes, we pray that thou wilt visit them and grant them the sweet assurance that thou art their God, their Saviour, their Redeemer, their all. And, O Lord, we pray that thou wilt fit them and prepare them, and fit and prepare each of us, Lord, for the great day of death and a vast eternity. Oh, do assure us, Lord, that it is well with us, and may we be ready, waiting for thy coming. Do remember thy dear servants, we pray for thy divine help. Those that are unable to minister, do give them submission to thy will, Lord. Those that are able to minister through the means thou hast provided in this day in which we live, Lord, we pray that thy word may have free course and be glorified, and that the ministry of thy word may be abundantly blessed and applied to thy people. Oh, do come and once again revive Zion, Lord. May there be yet through these solemn circumstances many born again. And may there be yet, Lord, seen the wonders thou alone canst do, the empty seats filled with hungry souls, crying, "Give me Christ or else I die." And, Lord, we pray for real prosperity in the churches, that there may be those enabled to say, "Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul." Lord, the power's thine. We beg of thee to work. And oh, that thou wast work in this nation, Lord. Thou hast laid affliction upon our Prime Minister, our Health Secretary, and many others, Lord, and many throughout this land. We pray that thou wilt speak through it all, that many may yet fear thy holy name, look to thee, turn to thee for refuge, and oh, that thou wouldst appear and stem the tide, Lord, of the affliction, if it would please thee. We know that it will not stop until thy purposes are fulfilled. Deliver us from the powers of man. Deliver us, Lord, from all the evil that abounds. And may there be yet in our beloved land a real turning to thee. And oh, do keep our Queen safe from the affliction, if it would please thee. And do favour her in these her latter days, and may she be blessed with those blessings in each of the royal household that are eternal. Remember our dear friends at home and abroad, and wherever thy people are, and especially those under persecution, those in famine, those in war-torn lands. Oh, do appear, Lord, and make bare thine arm, and send, we pray, real prosperity, if it be thy holy will. Do blot out our many, many sins, our many transgressions. Oh, do wash us in thy precious blood. And do help us as we turn to thy holy word, that we may be even this day the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. Forgive, we pray. Undertake for us and help us to praise thee for all thy great mercies. We would crown thee Lord of all. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us turn to hymn 1097, the 1097th hymn. Hymn 1097. A refuge for sinners, the gospel makes known. 'Tis found in the merits of Jesus alone. The weary, the tempted, and burdened by sin were never exempted from entering therein. This refuge for sinners his love did ordain. In Jesus the Lamb from eternity slain. And if God the Spirit reveal this to you, take refuge in Jesus, though hell doth pursue. The soul that shall enter in safety shall dwell. There's no peradventure of sinking to hell. The oath of Jehovah secures him from fear, nor shall the avenger of blood enter there. Here's refuge for sinners whose guilt shall appear as black as the confines of endless despair, who strip from all of all merit whereon to rely, are taught by the Spirit to Jesus to fly. Should conscience accuse us, as oft times it may, here's blood that can take its defilement away. In Jesus the Saviour the sinner shall view a city of refuge and righteousness too. As the Lord may be pleased to help me, I direct your prayerful attention to Psalm 46 and the first verse. Psalm 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46 verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. What a blessed and sacred word this is. And it seemed to drop in thinking of the solemn circumstances we are in as a nation, with all the coronavirus upon the land, and things seem to get worse and worse. What a mercy it is if there are those to be brought to seek a refuge. It's a wonderful word, this is, a refuge. And what does it mean, really, in its simplicity? First of all, it's a blessed hiding place where a poor, dejected sinner can flee. Secondly, it's a wonderful place of refuge, where of shelter, where the needy sinner can fly and flee for refuge. We think of those in God's holy word that had to flee there. I name particularly just two. One, we think particularly of dear Noah. When the great flood was to come, he had a refuge to go to. That refuge was the ark, which is a beautiful type of the dear Lord Jesus. And in that place of refuge, he was absolutely safe. Not all the terrors of the flood could touch him. We sing in one of the hymns, "All My Safety is in thee." And, you know, there were many when that great flood came that sought places of refuge. They went to the rocks, they went to the hills, they went to the mountains, but those places were no place of refuge. And that is where the Lord brings his dear people. There's no place of shelter where they can go in this earth. Their souls are faced with eternity, and sin weighs upon them. Where can they go for refuge? The hymn writer said, "Ah, the refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee." And the Lord has wonderfully, throughout his precious word, exhorted his dear people to flee to Christ, the only place of refuge, the only place of refuge from powers of sin, the only place of refuge from a holy God, the only place of refuge from the terrors of the law, to flee to Christ, our hiding place. And here the dear psalmist was wonderfully enabled to say, God is our refuge. May we look in our own hearts this morning. Can we truly say, he is our refuge? We have no other place to go, no other place of safety. And what seemed very sweet to me in thinking upon this word, and that's why we read it in Deuteronomy 33, where the Holy Spirit has wonderfully left that word, the eternal God is thy refuge. It's a refuge that's unchangeable, eternal. You know, you can have places of refuge here, like dear Top Lady experience when the storm came and he could shelter in the Rock of Ages. And through it, of course, that beautiful 143rd hymn, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee, was wonderfully penned, but he was fleeing from a storm. He needed a refuge, and that refuge, you see, was a wonderful place where he could shelter from all the storm that prevailed. But what was sweet to me, this unchangeable refuge. You see, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The eternal God is thy refuge. How many of the Lord's dear children over the years have found that this blessed refuge is not just for time, but for eternity? It's eternal. May the Lord enable us to shelter. I love those words of the hymn writer, sheltering in his wounded side till all the dangers of life and of death be overpassed. God is our refuge. There's a wonderful certainty here. And in the midst of all the troubles of the afflictions today, what a mercy there is. Still this place of refuge, where the poor, needy sinner can fly. You see, we have an omnipotent God. He is upon the throne. And I felt it so much of late, you know, what a mercy that is, that he sits on no precarious throne, nor borrows leave to be. And he's provided this refuge for poor, needy sinners, where they can flee just as they are, the place of shelter, the hiding place. And we think too of dear David. You know, throughout the Psalms he speaks about the onslaughts, and we have it much throughout the Word of God, of his enemies. There were those enemies within him, there are enemies within us, aren't there? Our sin, our carnality, our unbelief, the roarings of Satan. And, oh, how dear David had to flee to the Lord for refuge from Saul. As I've said many times, how Saul, over David's life, hunted him as a partridge upon the mountain. He needed a place of refuge. And you see, all the gunshots of Saul and the gunshots of Satan and the Philistines and the many enemies David had, and yet none of them could destroy him. He had a blessed place of refuge in the dear Lord Jesus. And one felt this morning, thinking of this text, of that beautiful first verse in hymn 303. And because the Lord loves his dear people with an everlasting love and has provided this wonderful place of refuge, he speaks, dear Charles Wesley, so beautifully in that 303rd hymn, Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the raging billows roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Saviour, hide, till the storm of life is past, safe into the haven guide. O receive my soul at last. I believe you know these things will be the longing of you. Your poor heart and mine, if we need this refuge. He says here, other refuge have I none. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone. Still support and comfort me. All my trust on thee is stayed. All my help from thee I bring. Cover my defenceless head with the shadow of thy wing. Thou, O Christ, art all I want. All in all, in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint, heal the sick, and lead the blind. Just and holy is thy name. I am all unrighteousness, vile and full of sin I am. Thou art full of truth and grace. Plenteous grace with thee is found, grace to pardon all my sin. Let the healing streams abound, make and keep me pure within. Thou of life the fountain art, freely let me take of thee. Spring thou up within my heart, rise to all eternity. May that beautiful hymn be the language and desire and concern of each of our hearts, especially in all the afflictions that abound today. God is our refuge. And then we think of another beautiful place of refuge, and I speak this with much reverence, the sheltering under the precious blood of Jesus. You remember when the Lord dealt with the children of Israel in Egypt, and how wonderfully he preserved them when the destroying angel went forth. And we read, don't we, that beautiful word, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And oh, how we need to be sheltering under that precious blood, blessed place of refuge for a black, vile, helpless child of God, they that can do nothing for themselves and are dependent upon the dear Redeemer. Oh, to be found sheltering under that precious blood, for there's their safety, you see. Is it for you? Is it for me? May it really exercise each of our hearts that we might be sheltering under that blood. For he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. There was all their safety. As we said earlier, all my safety is in thee. And oh, as we think of the afflictions that abound today, may our beloved friends and doctors and nurses and those we know of, many we know not of, be enabled to shelter in this blessed refuge amidst all the troubles and concerns they have in this dark and solemn day, with the solemn judgments upon the earth. I'll leave that first part for your prayerful meditation. Many sermons, of course, could be preached on it. But let us look at the second point in the text. God is our refuge and strength. What a mercy the Lord has sweetly included that. Because dear David, dear Noah, the two that I've named, the many others in God's Word, they had to learn, and so will we if we are the children of God. We have no strength in ourselves. We may think we are strong, and many think they're strong in this affliction we've got today. But you know, the strength of the child of God is not in themselves. Is in the Lord. I often think when I rise in the morning after a night's sleep, you know, and we go to get out of bed, it's only as the Lord gives us strength that we can. And we need the Lord in two ways to be our strength. Firstly, we need him to strengthen us in body and in mind and in heart. But then secondly, we need the Lord to strengthen us in our souls. He says here, God is our refuge and strength. And who is it that needs strength? Well, looking at it naturally first, it's those that are in weakness. The more we feel our weakness, the more we will have to look to the Lord for strength. And only he can give it to us. We're told, and it's a beautiful promise really, often think about it, the Lord left on record that beautiful word, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. He didn't say that we'd have strength today for tomorrow or for the end of the week. But as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And, you know, the more we feel our weakness, the more we shall have to look to the Lord to give us that strength. And how often the psalmist had to pray the Lord would strengthen him. And that's a wonderful mercy we think, if I may just turn to it, of that beautiful word in the Psalm 28, where the dear psalmist said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. And then he says, the Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, bless thine inheritance, feed them also, and lift them up for ever. And too, in the closing verse of Psalm 29, he says, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. But then we need strengthening, don't we, in our souls. And, you know, the more we feel our weakness in faith, how we need our faith strengthened. I think particularly in these solemn searching days, and all might be our fervent prayer, Lord, do strengthen our little faith. And if we've got no faith, Lord, do grant it to us. Plead and wrestle with him to strengthen our faith. We read of those in the Holy Word of God that were strong in faith, giving God the glory. And oh, may we be strengthened too in love, that we may be strong in love to the Lord, and we can only be strong in love to him as he manifests his love to us. And then, in all the steps of the journey, there may be that strengthening both of body and too of mind and too of soul. Really, it means in one simple way of thinking of these things, it's a complete leaning and depending upon the Lord. We think of the spouse when they came up from the wilderness. How did she come up from it? She got no strength of herself, but she came up leaning upon her beloved Saviour. The hymn writer said, on his beloved arms I lean. Oh, that we may be ever leaning upon the Lord. You know, an old person, they need help to get along and they need an arm to lean on and to support them. It's because they've got no strength of themselves. They lean upon another, but ought to be leaning upon a precious Jesus. On his beloved arms I lean. Well, I'll leave that for your prayerful meditation. May the Holy Spirit so apply this text to us today. One feels to need it personally, and may each one feel it and have the application of it. But then he goes further. A very present help in trouble. You know, the Lord brings his dear people from time to time in trouble. The hymn writer said, when trouble like a gloomy cloud has gathered thick and thundered loud, he near my soul has always stood. His loving kindness, oh how good. Another hymn writer said, did ever trouble yet befall, and he refused to hear thy call. Well, the troubles of the Lord's dear people are many. The Lord is a sovereign. Sometimes they are troubles of providence. Jacob knew them in his life and family, didn't he? He knew what it was to be troubled because of the famine. No bread to eat. It was a great trouble to him, wasn't it? And then he had the troubles in his family. And often we have family troubles in different ways. But then there are the troubles in business. There are the troubles too in the Church of God. And then there are the soul troubles of his dear people. You see, the world has its troubles, the ungodly do. But with the child of God, there is trouble within their hearts, where they're troubled on every side because of their sin. They're troubled on every side because of their unbelief. They're troubled on every side because of the onslaughts of Satan. Oh, how the adversary seems to come in like a flood when we're in trouble, trying to destroy us. But what a mercy it is that there is the throne of grace, the door of mercy. The sinner can fly to the Lord in their trouble. And we think of what the text says and how precious is a very present help. The Lord hasn't said that he would leave his people to perish in their trouble. They often fear it. They fear where no fear is, and they fear that the Lord would leave them to perish in their trouble. Job feared it. David did. Jacob did. You think of when he was faced with all the troubles of Esau coming against him. But oh, how the Lord appeared and was a very present help to him in that trouble. And the Lord was to help him in it all. You know, some of the best helps and blessings the child of God receives are often when they're in the midst of trouble. The psalmist said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. And oh, you think of many throughout the word of God that walked in trouble, but they weren't alone in it. And the dear psalmist here could speak this from experience. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And it may be there are those of you today that have got many troubles. You're troubled about the future. You're troubled about the unknown way. You're troubled what may come next. You're troubled because the way seems difficult. It seems hard. You wonder where the scene's going to end. But here we have this beautiful word, a very present help in trouble. And when the Lord promises such a word as this, and we can sweetly experience it. You see, this is the vital thing, is experience this. Knowing it for ourselves. A very present help in trouble. And what is so wonderful about the help of the Lord, him being a very present help, he's with you right in what you're in. And where the Lord is different to earthly helpers is that we are often willing to help this one and that one. It's right we should. The hymn writer said, help each other in the road. But we are limited to what we can do in helping in times of trouble. It may be some affliction comes upon us, we cannot help as we would. It may be circumstances change, so we can't help as we would. It may be that we've not the means to help that we would. It may be deep in our heart to do it, but we cannot. We're limited in all our help. So different with the Lord. He's not limited to helping his dear people. He has an inexhaustible store in heaven to help them. He's promised to be the helper of the helpless. And the more we feel helpless in trouble, the more we shall prove he is a very present help to his dear people. A very present help. We didn't just say a present help, but a very present help. And you think how the Lord was with dear Jacob in that trouble when he was faced with Esau's 400 men against him, and I so often name it. But you see, the Lord was with him in it all. I am with thee, the Lord speaking, Israel passing through the fire. And there's a beautiful word, and I love that word, the closing words of, if I may just find them, in Psalm 91, where the Lord said this. And I remember your late beloved pastor gave to my uncle at the baptismal pool this word. And I've never forgot it. And in 91 verse 15 he says, "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." And oh, you think how comprehensive that word is. I will be with him in trouble. And the Lord alone has promised to be with his dear people in trouble. And it may be, and it just comes to me, so I will name it, that he's bringing you into this trouble, whatever it may be, to make you first sick of yourself, sick of this world, that you might be fond of him. And it may be he's brought you into this trouble to lead you into a little of the troubles that the dear Saviour endured. You think of him in the Garden of Gethsemane. He says, "Now is my soul troubled." And oh, how, as we are led to view him by faith in Gethsemane's garden and upon the cross, all the troubles that he endured, not because of his own sin, because he knew no sin, spotless, pure, holy. We so often come into trouble because of our sin, and that sin brings us into trouble. But he bore all that trouble of soul, of body, of mind for his dear bride. And it may be he's brought you into this trouble to lead you to view a little of the troubles he endured. And one thinks back many years ago when he brought me into deep troubles, and he showed me a little of the troubles he endured. And you know, I had to say with the hymn writer, and it really melted me at the time, "His way was much rougher and darker than mine. Did Christ my Lord suffer, and shall I repine?" Well, I've scratched around the surface of this beautiful word. The day's going to come with each of the Lord's dear children when he will free them from all their troubles. And they'll be able to glorify his precious name in glory and crown him Lord of all. And be able to rejoice in awe as they come to the swellings of Jordan of what the Lord has done. That God is our refuge and strength. Has he given you strength for life? He'll give you strength for death, poor soul. And may you prove in the troubles that you may have to yet walk through the Lord to be a very present help in trouble. In that trouble you're in, with you in it, holding you up, holding you on. Well, blessed be God. May we give him all the glory for such a sweet and sacred word, and forgive anything that I've uttered amiss. Amen. We will conclude by reading hymn 511. Hymn 511. In all my troubles and distress, the Lord my soul does own. Jehovah does my griefs redress, and make his mercy known. He helps me on him to rely. He is my strength and tower. 'Tis he that hears me when I cry, and manifests his power. In every storm, in every sea, my Jesus makes a way. His light shall make the darkness flee, and turn the shade to day. 'Tis he in trouble bears me up, and leads me safely through. My Jesus does maintain my cup, and daily strength renew. May the Lord bless to us his precious word, forgive anything that's been amiss, and may we have the sweet application of the text in our hearts. May the grace of the dear Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and remain with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.